calling the Husky Health Program. Please listen carefully as the options have changed. Para Español, oprime el número uno. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. For great health information and to update your personal information, visit our website at www.ct.gov/husky. If you're calling about Husky Health enrollment or eligibility, please press 8. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. If you're currently experiencing a medical crisis, please press 2. If you're sick or hurt and are unsure if you need to go to the emergency department or whether it would be better to see your doctor, please press 3 to speak with a registered nurse. If you are calling about a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you are not having a medical emergency, please stay on the line to speak to a nurse. Information provided under the Nurse Advice Line is not intended to diagnose or replace the advice of a doctor. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality evaluation and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Husky Health Program. This is Annie. Are you calling to speak with a registered nurse?
Yeah, I'm calling to speak with a nurse.
The nurse will be happy to assist you. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else today?
I'm calling for myself.
And may I have your first and last name with spelling?
April Scheller. April is spelled like the month. Scheller is S-C-H-E-L-L-E-R.
Okay, so I have A-P-R-I-L, last name S-C-H-E-L-L-E-R. And Ms. Scheller, what is a good callback number for you starting with area code?
It's 863.
And may I have your age?
Oh, gosh. I believe I'm still 38. I was born in 1981.
38, and thank you for that information. I want to remind you that we are not 911 or an emergency services provider.
I know that.
Are you currently experiencing any pain, ache, or pressure in the chest area right now? Yes.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
So to prepare the nurse briefly, what symptoms are you experiencing today?
I'm just calling because it says to call your doctor. I've been checking every day. I was going to donate blood today, but I checked my temperature first, and I have 99 for the first time today. So, you know, since that's the thing you're supposed to do, I try to call the doctor's office first, but the line there isn't functioning. I tried dialing 3, and I tried dialing 0, but I didn't get anybody. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. But
to speak with the nurse about?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to speak to the nurse if you have a fever right now.
Okay.
It's a very tiny one. I'm not concerned, but I'm trying to be transparent.
Okay, and I'm sorry you're experiencing that, but you did the right thing by calling us today. Let me gather some additional information. I'll get the next available nurse on the line for you. One moment.
Okay.
And your date of birth. And my last question, may I please have the physical address of your current location, including city, state, and zip code, along with any unit or apartment number?
I'm at home. 33. I have a fever of 99, no other symptoms.
Okay, and city, state, and zip code, please.
06457.
Thank you. So that's 33 Connecticut 06457. And give me one moment here. I'm going to get the next available nurse on the line for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
going to take very good care of you.
Okay. Thanks. Hi.
This is Kate, a registered nurse. Do you believe that you may be having an emergency?
No, I don't believe that I'm having an emergency, but right now we're in a state of emergency, and the website says that you're supposed to call your doctor if you're experiencing any symptoms. The only thing that I've had was a slight fever today, so I'm just calling to report it and, I guess, get advice on how to proceed, you know, forward.
Okay.
I'm not too concerned.
Okay. Any other symptoms besides the low fever?
No, I wouldn't even know that I had a fever, only I've been taking my temperature, like, whenever I'm fixing to go out just to make sure that I'm not sick, because they say that a lot of people don't know when they are.
Okay. All right. And have you traveled out of the country within the last 14 days?
No. I haven't traveled out of the country since I was 5.
Okay. All right. And have you been in contact with anyone who's tested positive for the coronavirus?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, do you have any difficulty with breathing?
No, and that's pretty good for me because I have asthma. So, like, the only difficulty I've had with breathing lately has been, like, right after my manager sprays Lysol down the hall and, like, right after I eat dairy. Otherwise, I'm good, and I know those to be triggers, so, like, I open the window for a while and breathe some fresh air, I get back to being fine.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, I'm just going to give you some general information for you, some home care. Since you're not really having any symptoms, of course, the 99, they don't consider that a fever yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to keep an eye.
Well, then, can I don't blood today? Because that was what I was going to do.
It's not necessarily considered a fever yet at 99.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just going to provide you some general information, especially since it's, you know, state of emergency and that sort of thing.
All right.
So, you do want to be especially careful because you have asthma, of course. I'm sure you are aware of that.
I am aware of that. However, like, low-income people, we're not able to social distance when we rely on public transportation. And we ran out of hand sanitizer and mask a long time ago. So I've been doing the best I can, like most people.
Right, yes.
But we're kind of fooling ourselves if we're not going to, like, make those protective gear available for, you know, all the industries and the poor that are still operating. So I've been doing the best I can. I've been, you know, staying. I think the only person I've hugged during this time has been my sister, which I'll call her and let her know.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, just make sure that, you know, if you do have a confirmed case of someone around you, that changes things. So just keep an eye out for that, like any announcements and things at your work and you know, things like that. Just make sure that you keep an eye out for know, positive people around you, because that would maybe change things.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way of telling whether there's positive people around us or not, because it's not like, you know, there's, like, everybody's tested.
Mm-hmm. Right, but if there is a confirmed case.
Mm-hmm. There is a confirmed case, and I happen to hear it, and I realize that I was, you know, in contact with that person, I will let you know.
Okay, perfect. But, you know, in the meantime, just keep doing what they're asking everybody else to do. Just close contact with people that have a confirmed infection. Make sure you're washing your hands with soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
If there is hand sanitizer available and you don't have soap, you know, you can do that.
Yeah, I couldn't find hand sanitizer. I've been carrying a bottle of vinegar water around with me, you know, for, you know, days and days. Whenever I go out, kind of spray everything I touch, or, you know, or spray my hands after having to, you know, too. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I gotta use my debit card, spray it first.
Right, yeah. And try to avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, of course, because the germs can spread that way. And
yep.
When you're eating, just, you know, just things like that for now. Just the same thing they've been telling you over and over to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, like I said, I've been doing everything that, you basically can.
Right. Yeah, so for now, that's all that you need to do. You don't need to do anything extra at this point.
Well, I do want, because I now that I have 99, the specific question is, I'm going to be monitoring it. At what point will I have a fever?
100.5.
100.5. So make sure that it doesn't get to 100.5. And I have another question. How long with it not getting to 100.5 do I know that it's not something to be concerned about, and like I could donate blood on the 27th or something?
Of course, I'm not able to diagnose anyone. That's beyond my scope of practice, so I couldn't confirm anything as far as, if.
I'm not asking you to diagnose anything. I'm just trying to get some advice going forward because I know we have a blood supply shortage right now. And that's very concerning because we still have like regular illnesses.
Right, yes. So, of course, the people getting the blood will have specific regulations and rules, and they're probably checking people's fever and things before they enter.
Okay.
Make sure they follow their protocol because they will have specific things in
So, in
place.
other words, ask the Red Cross about that one.
Yeah, because they'll have their own specific rules set up.
Yeah. Okay. So, in other words, I'm not considered to have a fever yet, and I have to make sure that it doesn't get to 100.5, right?
Yes, without taking any sort of fever-reducing medicine, without, ibuprofen or Tylenol, those sorts
Okay.
of things.
I won't. All right. After how long, though, would I expect not to happen?
I don't understand your question. Ask me again. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm like right now, I have a fever. Like, well, not fever, but I have a reading of 99. So I want to give it some time before, like, I go out again and try to buy like bleach. How about how long should I stay in before I like try to go buy bleach to make sure that I'm not, I don't know, breathing in anybody's air?
All right, so there's the potential that it could stay 99 for, a day or so. So you can
Okay.
probably just kind of monitor it for the rest of the day and kind of see how it trends because it may trend up or trend down.
Okay, so like if 3 days later, it's either gone or stays the same, is it, so 3 days, if it's not to 105, what do I do? Or 100, excuse me, 0.5.
You don't need to do anything differently as of right now, except for just continue to monitor it. You don't have to do anything as far as like any differently than you would. But if you notice that it's trending up, at that point you would want to take precautions.
Okay. Well, I am more comfortable with staying inside for the next few days to make sure that it doesn't creep up. And if
That's
it.
fine if you're more, if that's fine if you're more comfortable with that. You just
Yeah, I'm more comfortable with that because usually, typically, when you do like start to get a fever, sometimes it tends to raise slowly. So, but the incubation time for the virus is like 2 to 14 days, so it just makes sense, right? To stay in until you realize, till you know that you don't have the nest, the feverish thing. All right.
Yes, you can definitely do that. A lot of places are, wanting you to self-quarantine, even if you're not having a fever. So
Yeah, well, like it's
that.
important. I get that argument, but I don't think that the shaming is particularly useful because we have a blood supply shortage right now, and we have other needs too. And like there's the homeless, there's the prisoners, there's the immigrants. This th these all these other problems that we face don't go away with this thing, and we need transparency from people, not just, shaming and staying in our bubbles and then like not thinking about what's happening to people who cannot keep the social distance. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so thank you for letting me know what I need to know. If I still have you know, or reading in a few days, I'll probably call you again.
Okay.
All right.
Good. We're here 24/7, so don't hesitate to call back.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You.